Have we found it? Have we not found it? Is the question of the $1.2 billion or so still missing from MF Global's funds, the bankrupt brokerage firm. The MF Global filed for bankruptcy back in October. Since then, we know that hundreds of millions of dollars in customers' money was lost. Last week, John Corzine, the former head of MF Global, told lawmakers he had no idea where his clients' money was. Today, a House committee is expected to disclose the findings of its investigations into the firm. And joining us now, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for The New York Times. And Louise, there's varying reports on whether or not this investigation has turned up the missing money, right?
That's right. So the CFTC, which is the commodities regulator that oversees some of MF Global's business, so the woman there, Jill Summers, who's a Republican, who's overseeing the investigation, she said publicly this week, we know where the money is. We're just trying to determine which transactions were legitimate and which were illegitimate. But then a Democratic commissioner at the same commodities regulator came out and said, no, we're really not so sure where all the money is. So it remains very unclear if we know where the money is or not. And their disagreement is very interesting because at this congressional hearing today, it's the third one. So this is becoming like a regular event, you know, MF Global hearings. At the hearing today, the House Financial Services Subcommittee is going to focus on whether regulators know what they're doing and whether all these regulators, there were by some counts like 20 regulators overseeing MF Global, whether they coordinate, whether they talk to each other, whether anyone is adequately watching these firms.
Well, didn't we have these conversations before about Lehman Brothers and other companies that failed?
That's right. I mean, the issue is that for a lot of smaller financial companies that are smaller than, say, Citigroup, companies like MF Global.
But still the eighth largest bankruptcy in our history.
Well, that's right. So they're smaller compared to Citigroup, but they can lose a lot of money. Like, you know, they could lose $1.2 billion. They don't have a single regulator who looks at every aspect of their business and pulls it all together to see if they might cause risk to the system or if they might be causing risk to themselves or customer money. They have lots of different regulators for different parts of their business. And in fact, some of the regulators that oversee them aren't even part of the government. They're like industry groups that help regulate them. And so there are a lot of questions out there about whether this is adequate.
All right. So, but this disagreement between these investigators on the regulatory committee, is that a sign that this whole process is too politicized to be effective?
Well, you know, definitely the whole storyline has gotten a little bit politicized, but I'm not sure that the commodities regulators are clashing because one's a Democrat and one's a Republican. I just think the whole issue is very hazy. And if you paid attention to the Republicans' comments when she said they knew where the money was, she did say they're still trying to determine which transactions are legitimate and which ones are not legitimate. And so, you know,
she still thinks there may be fraud.
Right. It's still unclear.
All right. So then what happens to John Corzine? I mean, they're pulling him in. They said that there's new evidence that he, despite his testimony last time, that he may actually have known about the disappearance of this money. Could this be a case in which we actually see some charges filed?
Well, see, what happened was on Tuesday, there was another MF Global hearing. And the head of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, which is one of the self-regulators of MF Global, he testified on Tuesday that Corzine did know. You know, Corzine, the former CEO MF Global and former senator, former head of Goldman Sachs,
former
very
governor.
Prominent person. So Corzine has said all along he had no idea what happened with his customer money, but the head of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange testified on Tuesday that he had evidence that, in fact, John Corzine was told. And so I know that a lot of lawmakers are focused on this, and you can expect they will ask Corzine more about that today. And so look for his reply.
Is MF Global an isolated case? I mean, as we begin to investigate what happened at MF Global, does it tell us broader things about the entire financial system?
You know, it's a set of very complex rules, what banks and what brokerages can do with customer money and what they cannot do. And during the financial crisis, for instance, when Lehman Brothers collapsed, there was a lot of panic among customers about getting their money back. And so, you know, there are questions here about whether the rules are strict enough about watching customer money. And if you want to avoid panics in the financial markets, you need customers to feel safe that, okay, if I put my money there, It's going to be there. It's like if you were worried about your bank deposits.
I think that horse has left the barn, Louise. I don't think customers feel all that safe in America's financial
markets. It's a lingering problem. And as long as people don't feel confident, then you're going to have these panics. That's why we have so much volatility in the stock market. We have so much volatility in all aspects of the financial system because people are very jittery and don't trust the system.
Which would argue that the stakes are kind of high in how they investigate and prosecute what's going on in MF Global. If they find evidence of fraud, that actually results in charges, right?
Well, the stakes are high in making sure people are held accountable here, but also in determining if reforms of the system need to be made and then carrying through with them. We had a lot of reforms after the financial crisis, the Dodd-Frank bill, but there are lingering concerns about whether there have been enough reforms to really secure customer money.
And a lot of that bill has not even been implemented yet.
That's another problem. You know, that has become very politicized, and there are a lot of people in Congress trying to slow it down or perhaps roll it back. Make it never happen.
All right. So which would argue that we will probably see more MF Globals.
Yes. Well, we'll probably see more MF Global hearings, at least.
There you go.
But, you know, hopefully no other MF Globals. But, you know, you got to watch.
Yeah, but
it's
we said
a
hopefully
scary
no
world
more Lehman
there.
Brothers,
That's
right?
That's right.
Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.